The bottom of Daf Yud Amud Aleph. You can count up from the bottom 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines up. The first Mishnah in Zvachim records a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. How does the din of Shelo Lishma Posul in the case of Chatos apply to an Osham? The Tanakhama only applies it to two Karbonos. Shelo Lishma Posul is the Karbon in Pesach and Chatos. Rabbi Lezer extends it to Osham. And the Gemara now quotes a Braisa that explains the Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer and the Machlokas between, as recorded in this Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in the case of Osham Shelo Lishmo. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Chatos Ba Al Chet, the Osham Ba Al Chet. Those Chatos and Osham have a very common link, very similar. They both are generated by Chet. In the case of Osham, we're talking about someone who stole something, and when his Nigzal was Mashbia him, he took a Shvuas Sheker and plagiarized himself with a false oath, claiming that he didn't steal it. When the facts come out and the truth comes out, he has to pay Kerem V'chomish and he has to bring a Korban Asham. Then we have the case of Asham Me'ila, which means that he was Mo'el Behegdesh, or B'Kedushas Berekabais, Kedushas Domim, he has to pay a Kerem V'chomish and he brings an Asham. And then finally we have the Asham for the Avera of Shivcha Charufa. In that sense, Rabbi Eliezer argues, Asham is very similar to Chatos. And just like we find by Chatos, Ma Chatos Shalom Lishmo Psula, Af Osham Shalom Lishmo Posel. Omelo Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua turns to Rabbi Eliezer, Lo Chen. He says, that's not a valid equation. Lo Im Amarta Bi Chatos. We have a Chumrah in Chatos that's very unique to Chatos and certainly doesn't apply in the case of Osham. And what is that Chumrah? Shekain Doma Limala. In other words, the side of the Mizbeach was divided into two parts, and the division was set up, was organized by a certain Mechitza. It was a kind of a Chut Adam, a red string that went around the Mizbeach, right in the middle of the Mizbeach. Again, we're talking on the side of the Mizbeach. And it was Mavdil between the Domim Elyonim and the Domim Tachtonim. The Gemara is assuming now that a more, shall I say, sanctified, a more intense Kedusha Sakarban would be reflected by the fact that the Domim have to be sprinkled Lamala on the top part as opposed to Karbonos, which are Lamata, the Tachtonim. Keep in mind, of course, the Beis HaMikdash, the height of the Mizbech was Eser Amos, so therefore this red chut that split it in half was right at the 5 Amos height level. And in the case of Chatos, we're talking about Chatos Behema, the Pasuk says that the dam should be placed Al Kronos HaMizbeach, which refers to the top half of the Mizbeach. We'll learn tonight that the same halach applies to dam of Olas HaOf, also is sprinkled Lamala above this Chut HaSikra, this middle point, on the top 5 Amos of the Mizbeach. Because with regard to Olas HaOf, the Torah says at the beginning of Sefer Yikra, V'hiktir HaMizbecha, V'unimtzab Domo Al-Kir HaMizbeach. And that is the pasuk from which we derive that in the case of Chatos HaOf, the Dam has to go Lamala, on the top half. The Achronim spend a lot of time trying to figure out what makes Dam Chatos Lamala a Chumrah. I mean, each carbon has to have its place where the Dam is sprinkled. In the case of Asham, Domolita Lamata, on the bottom half. In the case of Chatos, Domolita Lamala. What makes that a reflection of a Chumrah in Chatos? But in any event, the Al-Gemara certainly assumes that we have to be more machmir in the case of a Chatos as opposed to an Asham, because Doma Nitna Lamala, above the Chut HaSikra, the top half. And in the case of Osham, Domo is Nitna Lamata, below the Chut HaSikra, on the bottom half. And therefore the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Eliezer is that based on this Chumra of Atos as opposed to Osham, we would likely assume that since the Torah is Mechadesh, another Chumra in Chatas, namely that Shalom Lishma apostles the Karban, there's no reason to extend and apply that Chumra to the case of Osham, which is more Kal, as we saw Domo Nitlamata, than Chatas with Domo Nitlamala. That's the argument of Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Eliezer. Could Rabbi Yeshua have come up with alternative arguments, namely other chumras in chatos? We'll see later on that there are a whole bunch of chumras in chatos, but right now Rabbi Yeshua is satisfied by just pointing out in the direction of Doma Nitna Lamala. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer responds to this argument to Rabbi Yeshua by saying that when you talk about Nesinas Dama Asham Lamata, that's not a reason why you should be machshir a shechita shelo lishma, because I'll prove it to you from Pesach. Pesach yochiach shedomo lemato, and nevertheless shchato shelo lishma posel. You see that what causes, what generates the din of shelo, the chumra of shelo lishma posel, is not the chumra of domo nitno lemala, because in the case of Pesach domo's nitno lemato, and yet despite that shchato shelo lishma posel. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua responds to Rabbi Eliezer, and he says, you have no proof from Pesach to Osham. Why? Because Mala Pesach shekein zmanu kavua. Pesach has a chumra that doesn't reflect itself in any parallel way in Osham, and that is that Pesach has a zman kavua, and therefore, since the Torah is strict about its time period, when the carbon could be brought, the Torah is also strict about its lishma, that it should be brought for the sake of that carbon. You see the unique features of carbon Pesach. But in the case of Asham, it doesn't have a zman kavu. So Asham doesn't have domo lemala the way Chatas does it. It doesn't have zman kavu the way Pesach has it. And therefore, there's no way you could derive any conclusion about Shalom Lishma Apostle, that Chumra, from neither Chatos nor Pesach. Omolo Rabbi Eliezer, Chatos Tochiach. No, you're bringing me a Chumra from Pesach because it's Manu Kavua, and maybe that's why Shalom Lishma is Apostle, but I'll prove to you from Chatos that Chatos doesn't have this feature of Zmano Kavua. Chatos is brought whenever it's brought. And yet, Shalom Lishma is possible. So we should derive now the same halach of Shalom Lishma by Asham because of the similarity between Asham and Chatos, they're both Baal Achit. Amalo Rabbi Yoshua, and here we're going to turn to Daf Yud Amid Beis, Chozrani Chalila. In other words, you're just going around in circles. If you're going to argue, let's derive the halacha of Shalom Lishma Apostle from Chatos, I'm going to tell you that Chatos has this special chumra that's double amala. And if you're going to argue, well, let's derive from Pesach that Osham, like Pesach, Shalom Lishma is Apostle, I'm going to tell you that Pesach has a unique chumra, although the dam is nita lamala, but it does have a chumra in the fact that Pesach has a zman kavua. So therefore, any time you'll derive it from this, either X or Y, I'll always give you that pircha and reflect on the chumra of that X over Asham or that Y over Asham. Now, it's very interesting that at this point, the Gemara does not yet present what I call a tzad hashava. That would be fascinating. That could really beef up the view of Rabbi Eliezer. But rather, the Gemara suggests that Chazar Rabbi Eliezer vidono din acher. He comes to conclude that Asham Shalom Lishma is possible from a different approach entirely, based on a different din. And what is that? In Chatos, the Torah adds the word he. It says, at the beginning of Vayikra and Perek Dalet, it says, Shenemar Bo, he. Chatos, he. And that's referring to shechita. In the case of a chatas of the sayer nasi, remember that the Nesiim brought karbonas chatas, and with regard to that sayer that was brought by the nasi of each shevet, it says chatas he, referring to the shechita. He is always a mute. He lishma kshera shalol lishma psula limits the case where the chatas is kosher. It's only going to be kshera if it was shechted lishma. If it was shechted shalol lishma, it's psula. And in the case of Pesach, nemar bo, it says in Pesach, in Parshas Bo, Pesach hu bizvicha. Again, referring to the shechita of the Korban Pesach, it says hu. Who lishmo kosher shalol lishmo posel. Who means only if it was for it, meaning for the sake of Pesach, then it's kosher. But if it was shechted shalol lishmo, it's posel. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer. Now he adds a third drasha similar to the previous two. In the case of Asham, af ba'asham, nemar bo, in Vayikra Perek Zayin, it says Asham hu. Who lishmo kosher, shalol lishmo pasul. That it's got to be shechted who for the sake of the asham, and if it wasn't shechted for the sake of the asham, it's pasul. So at this point, it's not that Rabbi Eliezer's logic is let's derive chatos from a comparison to karban chatos. Asham is similar to chatos. And then you can talk about the fact that chatos has a chumrah, that doma is lamala, and if you want to say, quote Pesach, where there also we have this chumrah, and yet in the case of Pesach, domo nitno lamata, but the chumrah of Pesach is that it has zman kavua. So therefore, the Gemara leaves it at this point. It's like a stalemate. Everything is frozen in its place. We have to come up with a whole new approach to justify Rabbi Eliezer's halacha of shalol lishma pasul in Asham. And the answer is that we're going to derive it from the extra word hu. Just like we had in the case of Karban Chatos, it said Chatos hi. And also we had in the case of Pesach, Pesach hu. All that is fine with regard to both Chatos and Pesach. Well, why not apply the same hermeneutic principles, the same laws of drushes to Asham? Because in Asham also, the Torah says Asham hu, and that implies that there's a psul of shalol lishmo, in the same way that hu implied a shalol lishmo psul in the case of Chatos, where there it says he instead of hu because it's feminine. Amalo Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua turns to Rabbi Eliezer and he says to him, "Chatos shenemar ba he b'shchita." In the context of shchita, the Torah says chatos he, and therefore it's telling me he is only if it's lishma, then it's kshera. But shalol lishma psula. In the case of Pesach, similarly, nemar bo hu bizvicha, and what do we derive from hu? With regard to shechita, that when hu lishmo, it's kosher. When it's when the shechita was done lishmo, for the sake of a Pesach, then it's kosher. Shalol lishmo posel. Aval osham lo nemer bo vehu el liacharak toras emurim. We're boxed in, and we cannot avail ourselves of the option that we had in the case of chatos. In the case of chatos, we had the word chatos hi, and therefore shalol lishma is pasul. In the case of Pesach, when it says hu, it's impossible to say the word hu is telling you that we're after was shechted lishmo, after it was shechted lishmo, it's kosher. But if it wasn't who, it wasn't shechted lishmo, the Pesach is possible. But that says Rav is impossible. Why? Because that posuk of who, with regard to Korban Pesach, is referring to the case where there already was Haktoras Imurim. Now, if there already was Haktoras Imurim, because the word who is in that context in the Torah, then how can you darshan from that, that if it wasn't Shechted Lishmo, it's possible, after all, the who Atzmo Shalo Huktu Emurav Kosher. In fact, even in the case of Asham, if, let's say, for example, he brings the Asham and he ends the process of Hakrova with Zrika, and he doesn't follow through at all with Haktoras Haimurim, the Asham is Kosher. So how can you tell me that if it's Shalo Lishmo, it's going to be possible? The logic of the Gemara is that if you omit the Haktoras Haimurim and Gansen completely, the Asham would still be kosher. Now you're telling me that at the time of the Haktorah, he had a Machshava Shalo Lishmo, and that's going to passel the Karbon? The Gemara is not willing to say that Haktoras Haimurim, even though it's not an indispensable part of the Hechshar Karbon, nevertheless, it could mess up a negative Lishma because it does attach itself to the other Avodos. The Gemara rejects that. HaGemara Mesarevet. And the Gemara is maintaining steadfast that the reason why the Pasuk says who after Haktoras Imurim could not possibly be that we're talking about Shalo Lishma. And that would pass to the carbon. That doesn't make any sense, because in Haktoras Haimurim, even if you omitted the entire process of Haktoras Haimurim, the carbon would be kosher. So now the Gemara is going to present a final conclusion here about the reasoning that underlies the Shita Rabbi Eliezer, that in the case of Asham Shalo Lishmo is possible. And the Gemara rejects the possibility that he derives it from chatos, because as we said before, chatos is a chumrah that doesn't exist in the case of an asham. And the word he in the parash of asham could not possibly be the source and the basis for shalo lishma being possible. So we have to find another logical explanation of Rabbi Eliezer. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer turns to Rabbi Yeshua and he says that the source in the Torah for the psul of Asham Shalo Lishmo is from a hekesh to chatos. Hare Omer kachatos ka Asham. The Torah goes out of its way to equate a chatos with an Asham. And what does this teach us? Says Rabbi Eliezer, ma Chatos Shalo Lishmo Pasul is Af Basham Shalo Lishmo Pasul. That now that the Torah has equated Chatos and Asham with the Pasuk in Vayikri Zion of Kachatos Ka Asham, so therefore we're going to say that the din of Shalo Lishmo Pasul's the Karban can be derived from the equation between Chatas and Asham in the Pasuk of Vayikra Zion of Kachatas Ka'asham Torah Achas Lahem. So that's the basis for Rabbi Eliezer concluding this tremendous Chumrah in Asham, extending it from Chatas to Asham, that Shalo Lishma passels the Karma. Rabbi Yeshua, we'll see later on, doesn't even have this Hekesh. So that although it says kachatos ka'asham, which sounds like a given hekesh between chatos and asham, Rabbi Yeshua is going to use that pasuk for something else, and that we'll see later on. Now the Gemara wants to know back and forth in the dialogue and the competition here in the arguments between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. It's a little bit odd that if you look in Rashi, he identifies Breishis Bara Elokim and let's summarize the debate, the dialogue back and forth between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua about the status of an Asham in terms of Shalo Lishmo. Leave out the Rashi and Chumash, that's for the Chumash class. But basically, Rabbi Eliezer wants to postulate a Hekesh between Chatos and Osham in the Pasuk Kachatos Ka Osham, Torah Achas Lehem. And that's going to teach me that Shalol Lishma is possible. You'll tell me that there's a Chumra Yisera and Chatos and Osham. For example, its Dam is Nizrak Lamala, whereas Osham is Lamata. That's only if you want to derive it logically in a Kal V'Chomer, one from the other. But if your derivation is a Hekesh, then we're not going to undermine the Hekesh based on the Chumra of Chatos. The Torah went out of its way to generate a Hekesh between Chatos and Oshem and the Pasuk Chatos Koshem. So Rabbi Elazar argues that means to equate them as far as the Din of Shalol Lishma. And Rabbi Yeshua, as we said before, doesn't have the Hekesh because that Hekesh has to do with Minchas, with a Kar Mincha and a Chatos and Oshem in a totally different context. We'll see Mirza Shem Adaf Yud Aleph. So that's the question now. The issue between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is whether or not we have a Hekesh between Chatos and Osham that would teach me that just like Chatos, Shalol Lishma is possible, so too Osham, Shalol Lishma is potter. The Gemara now presents a dialogue back and forth between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Omar Mar, we have a Brisa, we had quoted this Brisa earlier. Omar Lo, Rabbi Yeshua turns to Rabbi Eliezer and he says, Chozrani Chalila, meaning that if you want to tell me, well, there's a chumrin chatos because it's dam lamala, and then I'll tell you that Pesach doesn't have that chumrin yet, the Shalol Lishma apostles. And if you're going to tell me that Pesach is unique because it's mana kavua, chatos doesn't have that element, that's the chozrani chalila. We're going around in circles. And that was the original understanding of the Masa Umatan between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So Gemara asks, V'leheder dina v'leisi v'mameh hatzad, why does Rabbi Yeshua insist that we're chasing our tail over here, going round and round in circles? Why not postulate and present a tzad hashava? This is a classical case of a tzad hashava, which means that in both cases of Chatos and Pesach, we have a tzad hashava that they are posel in Shalol Lishma. That's going to teach us that Asham is also posel in Shalol Lishma. In other words, what are you telling me? You're telling me that the chumra that Chatos has is absent in Pesach, and vice versa. Ein chumra sheyeshna b'chol echad mehem. There's no one single chumra that both Chatos and Pesach share. And therefore, if each one has its own chumra, I can shoot that down with a bamet tzad and say that the Shalol Lishma causes a psul, and it's going to cause a psul even in the case of Asham. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that lise bamet tzad. So now the Gemara wants to know, is there any way of finding a chumra that's common to both Chatos and Pesach which would undermine this tzad hashava? And that's what the Gemara says, Mishum Dikol and Mifrach, Mala tzad hashava shebehen shekein yesh behen tzad kares. In other words, Chatos is a karma that comes for a violation of an isa kares, if you violate it in shoge. Pesach is also coming because of bittul, bitulo, onesh, kares, right? Because up until the carbon chatos is brought, we have a chiyuv kares. And in the case of Pesach, if you don't bring the pasuk, the Pesach that's called bitulo, is then you get kares. Pesach is the one of two, the only mitzvos asay that could generate a chiyuv kares for one who ignores fulfillment of that essay, in this case of carbon pesach. So Rabosai, just to make a summary of where we're holding now, the Gemara is saying that even if you were to postulate a tzad hashava between Chatos and Pesach and try to derive Asham through the tzad hashava, you're going to be in trouble because of a pircha on the tzad hashava, and that is in both cases of Chatos in both cases of Chatos and Pesach, we have an element of Kares that contributes a major role here. But in Osham, there's no relationship to any Tzad Kares. And therefore, you cannot make a Tzad Hashava and come up with a Chumrah in Chatos and Pesach of Shalom Shema being possible, and therefore apply it to the case of a Korban Asham, which is Domo Lamata. None of that logic works, because we don't really have to go through this kind of Tzad Hashava, which is predicated on the logic of a Kal V'chomer. Leave that all out. All we have to know is that according to Rabbi Yeshua, is that Pesach and Chatos have one common denominator, which is a Tzad Kares, and Asham doesn't have a Tzad Kares. So insofar as there's this Chumrah in both Chatos and Pesach of Tzad Kares, that's what generates the din of Shalom Lishma Apostle. And therefore you cannot derive Asham from a Tzad Hashoveh between Chatos and Pesach, because Chatos and Pesach have a strong bond, and we can nullify the Chumrah in each one individually for the sake of the commonality, and the lowest common denominator is that they're both bringing an identical carbon, and the carbon has to be shechted lishma. We have a brisa that again, going back to the machlokas Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, presents the argument of Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Eliezer. Lo im amarta b'chata shekein domam lemala. The Chumrah of Chatos is that the dam is on the upper part of the Mizbeach. And if you want to derive Asham, then you have a problem, because Asham is Domam Nitan Lamala. So that's the Chumrah here of Chatos that Rabbi Yeshua points out for us, and he tells us to concentrate on that. And it all boils down to an issue here about whether or not this Tzad Hashav of Yeshba and Tzad Kares is going to undermine the whole Yalfusa from which he wanted to derive the conclusion that Shalom Lishma is possible. The Brisa continues, Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua le Rabbi Eliezer, lo rayahi, you don't have any proof from Chatos to Asham. Because im amarta b'chatos shekein domo lemala. You may recall that Rabbi Yeshua said that there's a Chumrah in Chatos that blocks the ability to derive Asham from Chatos and the Chumrah of Shalom Lishma. And what is that? That's Doma Lamala. In the case of Chatos, we have this unique Zrikas Adam Lamala above the Chud HaSikra. Oh, so now you might ask, well, wait a second. What's the deal in the case of Asham? We certainly have one element here, and that is Doman Nitan Lamala. Now, the Tzad Hashav and the Chumrah that sets up a contrast between Chatos and Pesach on the one end of the on one side of the equation and Asham on the other side of the Tzad Kares is very interesting, because the Tzad Kares in the case of Chatos is the Machayev of the Karma. The Tzad Kares in the case of Pesach is the chumrah of the mitzvah of Pesach, that if someone is negligent, is derelict, and he doesn't participate in Korban Pesach, he's chayiv kares. But that's not exactly the same chumrah as we found in Chatos, which is generated by a chet. Here we're talking about bringing a Korban Pesach. That's not generated by a chet, that's generated by the mitzvah. But the Korban Pesach becomes something very severe, because its omission would generate a chiyuv kares. Excuse me. Now, in the Braisa, going back to the original Braisa, Rabbi Yeshua's argument against Rabbi Eliezer was, lo, don't prove anything from Chatos to Asham, im amarta b'chatos shekein domo lemala. And the Gemara wants to suggest the possibility that even in the case of Osham, there may be this chumra of Domo Lamala. And in fact, the halacha that we know is that Osham is Domo Lamata, and we're going to B'li Neder discuss how that's established. And now the Gemara asks, V'lema lei, why didn't Rabbi Yeshua, when he wanted to reject Rabbi Eliezer and argue against him, lo, why didn't he say the following? Lo amarto bechatos shekein nichnas doma lifnai v'lifnim. We find a beautiful chumrah in chatos, that within the world, the constellation of chatos, we have a chatos, the chatos of Yom HaKippurim, which is Lashem, not the chatos la'azazel, but the chatos la'shem, where the dam is brought inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. And that's going to be this week's parsha, Parshas Achrimos. In any event, we have now a very unique possibility that exists only in chatos, and that is within the rubric of chatos to bring the karmon and be zorik the karmon lifnai v'lifnim in the Kodesh Kedoshim, which really is between the Badei Aaron. It's on the Kaporis that separates the Heichal and the Kodesh Kadosh. V'chi Tomar Ken is Gambi Oshem HaKal Shedoma Nitan Rak Al Mizbeach HaChitzon. How can you derive any conclusions, asks Rabbi Yeshua Tobi Eliezer, from Chatos, which has on Yom HaKippurim a very special Chumrah, that because of its tremendous absolute Kiddusha, you can actually be Zorik the Dam of this Chatos Lifnai V'Lifnim in the Kodesh Kadoshim. And that's something that we don't find by Osham. On the contrary, in Osham, the Zrikas Adam is Lamata. It's on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Here we're talking about a Zrikas Adam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Gemara explains, why did Rabbi Yeshua shy away from that argument? Because the concept of chatos and the halach of psul shalol lishma applies also to chatos chaitzonios, which are not brought lifnai v'lifnim. Their dam is left for the azara, kamrinon. And we said in our Mishnah that if there was a shchit of shalol lishma in the case of chatos, which includes chatos chaitzonios, which are 99% of the chatos, is possible. There's a psul of shalol lishma, and that was the basis of Rabbi Eliezer's proof that Osham is also considered like chatos, and therefore shalol lishma is possible. So the Gemara says, because of the logic of Rabbi Eliezer, therefore Rabbi Yeshua had to ask his question from the fact that the dam of the chatos is nitan lamala, the dam of the Osham is nitan Lamata. So again, we see clearly that in the case of Chatos Chitzonius, the Dam doesn't enter Lifnai V'Lifnim, and that was part of the logic that the Gemara was presenting before. Now the Gemara asks another question. Why didn't Rabbi Yeshua object to this limud from Chatos because of another Chumrah of Chatos? Shem Nichnas Dama. We're talking about a chatos chitzonin, nichnas doma, lifnim, or lifnai v'lifnim, inside the heichal, psula. It passels the karbon. We don't find that by Osham. Osham is not nifsal, behachnosas doma l'tokha heichal. So the Gemara answers, islei l'Rabbi Eliezer, af ha'osham, shek. Right? So in other words, the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Eliezer really could accept all these chumras that you mentioned before, but he's focused on af ha'osham, meaning that according to Rabbi Eliezer, this din of nichnas domo lifnai v'lifnim posel is not unique to chatos. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it applies to osham as well. And that's explained in the Mishnah later on in Masecht Zvachim on Pei Aleph Amid Beis. Now the Gemara asks, if Rabbi Yeshua is arguing against Rabbi Eliezer, why didn't he put forth the following argument? that chatos is unique. Shekein mechaper sal chayve kresus. Someone was chayv kares, and now through the korban chatos, he achieves kapara. And that would seem to indicate that chatos is more chamur, and that's why shelo lishma is pasul, than asham. Because chatos comes for chayvei krisus. Asham would never come for chayvei krisus. So the Gemara answers that when Rabbi Eliezer wants to prove from asham, mechatos dishmias hakol, that if a man is mashbi his friend, that if you have edus and you know what happened because you were an observer and you can come now and testify on my behalf, and this person who could give edus accepts upon himself the shvur, and then we discover that he lied through the shvur, he perjured, he's chayav chatos. That's called chatos dishmias hakol olah. So we see that on this aver, which despite the fact that it doesn't generate kares, it's a violation of a lav, nevertheless, it has the din of shelo lishma, and chatos cannot be attributed to the chumra of chiyuv kares, because in the case of a chatos dishmias kol, where he's mashpia someone to bring him edus, there is no chiyuv chatos, and yet shelo lishma is clearly possible. So once again, why not derive asham from chatos? And if you're going to tell me, well, asham is inferior in its chumra to chatos, because chatos entails fixing up the avera of a lav sheish bo kares, which cannot apply at all in the cases of asham. Din of chatos shelo lishma psul applies even in the case of chatos tishmias kol and the mashpias chaver loses lo edus, even though in that case there's no kares at all. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer's proof to equate asham to chatos can be very valid. And don't tell me, well, chatos has a chumra that it is involved in a violation of a chiyuv kares, because we have the chatos shmias kol, and the chatos shmias kol would also be subsumed under the rule of shelo lishma pasul. Now the Gemara asks the kasha: why didn't Rabbi Yeshua argue against Rabbi Eliezer from the fact that chatos shekein teuna arba matanos? There's a special chumra in chatos called arba matanos, which you place the dam on all four corners of the Mizbeach, and you don't find it in Asham. In Asham you only need two matanos, which means that you give one matnas dam on the northeastern side, and then it spreads in both directions, and then you give another matnas dam on the western southern side, and that is going to be mispashet in two directions. But in any event, we need arba matanos. We don't find that in the case of asham. In asham, it's that the shtei matanos that we said before, where it spreads it around, but there was never a direct action of a matana on each of the four corners of the mizbeach. So that's a chumra in chatos that makes chatos very unique, and that would justify why shelo lishma is possible. But don't derive any analogy. There's no room for analogy to other isurim. So basically, what the Gemara is asking is that Rabbi Yeshua could have proven from this unique feature, this unique chumra of chatos, of teuna arba matanos. You have to put the damim on all four matanos actively. You can't just put it on two sides and have it drip. That would work for asham, but not by chatos. So the Gemara says, why didn't Rabbi Eliezer put that argument forward? Because he holds like Ki Rabbi Yishmael Diomar. What was Rabbi Yishmael's opinion? Kol hadamim teunin arba matanos. The Gemara responds by saying, how do you know your assumption that Rabbi Yeshua holds the chumra in chatos is that's teuna it's Tu'una Arba Matonos, meaning we know that a Chatos requires four Matonos on the four corners of the Mizbeach. That's a Chumra in Chatos. It doesn't apply to Oshim. So the Gemara says, how do you know that Rabbi Eliezer in fact holds that in Oshim there is no din of Matnas Arba Domim? Maybe he holds like Rabbi Shmuel. Diomar, Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that Kol Hadomim to Unim Arba Matonos, the requirement of Arba Domos, is derived from Chatos to all Zvachim, all Karbonos. They all have a din of to Unim Arba Matonos, and not the din of Shtayim Shein Arba. Now the Gemara asks, but what about the Pircha that Rabbi Yeshua could have put forward? The Chumra of Chatos she came to Una Arba Kronos. In Oshim, you don't need Arba Kronos. Even Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that Kol Hazvachim Tunim Arba Matonos, but you don't need to put the four Matonos on any specific place. You put it on four Pinos on his bath, the four corners. In other words, it's not to be put on the four corners, but two corners is enough. As long as you get the right corners, it's got to be the northeastern corner and the southwestern corner. But in any event, you can get away with matonachas. But that's not true in the case of chatos, where you need arba kronos. Ula Taimech, the Gemara says, why didn't Rabbi Yeshua, if you're listing all these possible chumras, why didn't he list the fact that ha'ika v'yetzpa, that chatos is unique, that dam chatos, it's not enough to receive it in a kli, the Kohen has to receive it in his hand, he has to dip his hand into the dam, and with his finger, he's got to do the nesinas adam on the mizbeach. But in Hashem, for example, all you have to do is take the dam in the kli and spill the dam from the kli directly. Not only that, yes, so we have all these lists. So the Gemara says, you know what? Ha'ika, you have the another chumra that the dam of chatos is bekeren amizbeach. In Oshom, you don't need the keren, you need the kir amizbeach. You have another chumra in chatos that the mitzvah is to put it on the chuda shel zavas amizbeach, on the very tippy top, in a very specific place. And that you don't find in Oshom. Ella, Rabbi Yeshua didn't list all the pirkas and all the chumras of chatos. Chad mitrei utlas taimei. He just quoted one chumra, namely that the dam of chatos is lamala, and then that was sufficient for him. Omar Mar, we have a brisa that we quoted earlier. Omar Alei Rabbi Shulam Bilas Elohim Amarta, that you cannot derive any conclusions about shalom lishma being possible from chatos, because chatos is dam lamala. Is Lemele Rabbi Eliezer Osham Nami Domo Lamala? Why didn't Rabbi Eliezer respond to Rabbi Yeshua and say that Osham is also Domo Lamala? In other words, to the same extent that Rabbi Eliezer accepts a hekesh between Osham and Chatos to derive the Aloch of Shalom Lishma Apostle, he can use and activate the same hekesh to derive the conclusion that just like in Chatos the Matan Dom is Lamala, so too in Osham the Matan Dom is Lamala. Om Rabbi Osham Dom Lamala Motzis Armit. That's an impossibility. It's impossible to suggest that the Dama Osham is Nita Lamala. Why? Because Kalva Chomer from Ola. Ola is considered more Chomer than Osham. And yet, all Ola is Domo Lamata. Why is Ola more chomer than Osham? Shehi Kolil is completely burnt on his back. There's no achilas zichrei kuna. But Osham is kal, that it's not Kolil, its basar is eaten to zichrei kuhuna. And yet, if something that's more chomer doesn't have the requirement of lamala, then certainly Osham, which is kal vis-a-vis in comparison to Ola, doesn't require lamala, but rather lamata. So the Gemara says, Mali Ola Shekein Eino Mechaperes. Now, it means that Ola is not a carbon that's brought primarily for a kapara, for averus, there are elements of kapara in olah, but it's not fundamentally a carbon lekapara. But asham is fundamentally a carbon lekapara, so that it's very possible that the asham might have a chumra which olah doesn't have, namely domo niton lamala. So the Gemara answers chatos ov tochiach. I'll quote to you a case of a chatos that is clearly for kapara, and yet its dam is nita lamata, and it can be placed on the bottom of the below the chut asikra on the mizbeach. In the parash of chatos ov vayikrehe, it says in the pasuk vanishar bedam yimotzel yisoda mizbeach, which means kir shashirayim shalom mismatzis lisod, which is the kir atachton, and that is certainly underneath the chut asikra. This is going to be a sugya later on in Masechta Zvachim Adav Samach Dalet. Be that as it may, we have the case of chatos ha'of, which is domo lamata. And therefore, if you're going to turn around and say ola tochiach, maybe ola, which is kule kolil, and yet it's dam lemata, you can't prove anything from ola. And then if you're going to tell me, well, let's prove it from chatos ha'of, is lo roi zeh k'roi zeh v'lo roi zeh k'roi zeh, the kula and ola is not the same kula as chatos ha'of. The kula of ola is that's not coming for a kaparas chet. Of is coming for kaparas chet. And if you're going to tell me that chatos ha'of doesn't have the same kula as ola, because it's not coming, ola is not coming to be mechaper, but chatos ha'of is, ola doesn't have the kula of chatos ha'of. And what's the kula of chatos ha'of? Mal chatos ha'of shekein eina min zevach. In other words, there's no zvicha. That's the one category of carbon that doesn't require zvicha, shchita, in case of chatos ha'of. Malika replaces shchita. Malika means it's not nishchat pesakin from the tzavar, but nimlak betziporim me'arpo. And therefore we have is a tzadeh shoveh here, that there's no common kula to both ola and chatos ha'of. The kula of ola, as we said before, that it's not bala chapar, doesn't apply to chatos ha'of. The kula of chatos ha'of, that there's no shchita, does not apply to ola. And what's common to both of them is that they are kodshe kodshim, and yet the dam is nizrak lamata. And so too in the case of asham, it's kodshe kodshim, and the dam is nizrak lamata. Amalei Rava, mi parzakaya lirav ashi. Isn't there a possible pircha on this tzadeh shoveh from ola and chatos ha'of? Lifroch mal tzadeh shoveh shebehen shekein ein lahem kitzva. There's no minimum amount of money that has to be paid, neither for a chatos neither for a chatos ha'of, nor for a carbon ola. Tomar biyashem hashem has a chumra sheyesh lo kitzva, that you have to spend at least a minimum of 2 sloim for the carbon asham. And this is derived from the pasuk in Vayikra Hei Vehevius Hashem al Hashem El Tomim Minatzon Bierkocha Kesef Shkolim Veshekel HaKodesh Liyashom. The shekel is worth 2 sloim. Elahainu time in the Rabbi Eliezer. It cannot be that Rabbi Eliezer is based on this tzadeh shoveh to teach you and derive the conclusion that asham is domo lamata, because asham has a chumra that doesn't exist in both of these two. Elahainu time in the Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer hold that the dam of asham is nita lamata, and it's not to be derived from some hekesh from chatos, that domen lamala, the omakra, because in the parash of chatos, it says, hakoin hamachate osa. There's an extra word, osa. Osa doma lamala, V'ein domo shel zevach acher lemalo. Then only in the case of chatos is there this unique halach of domo lemalo. Yehochi, the Gemara asks now, if that be the case, chatos nami neima osa lishma k'shera and shalol lishma psula. Rabbi Eliezer holds that shalol lishma apostles even in Osham. And yet in the parasha of Chatos in Vayikra Dalet, from whence we derive the conclusion that shalol lishma is possible because it says osa in the pasuk, is osa requiring lishma, and shalol lishma is possible in other zvachim, we're going to derive the from this miyud of osa the conclusion that ben shalol lishma is ksherim. So the Gemara answers, Hahi, Hahu, Osa, that pasuk Osa that's mentioned in Shchitas Chatos, Lav Dafka. It's not to be taken as a miyud for others Vachim. Dashir Pesach. We know in the case of Korban Pesach, Emach Sheva Shalom Lishma apostles the Korban. That's derived from various midrashim that we had back on Daf Zayin Amid Beis. So you cannot tell me that the word Osa is coming to tell you that only Chatos has this unique halach of Shalol Lishma Apostle, and all is Vachim Shalol Lishma is Kasha. I'll give you the case of Pesach. So the Gemara asks, Hachanami Lav Dafka, even the Osa in Zrikas Dam Chatos is not coming to exclude all other Karbonos from Daman Lamala Dashir Olas Ha'of, which is Dama Lamala. So you can't tell me that the word Osa is coming to exclude all the other Karbanos. We just finished saying that the reason why Rabbi Eliezer limits the case of Dama Lamala, the requirement of Dama Lamala to Chatos Behema, is because it says Osa. And now you're telling me that the reason why he's not willing to use Osa in the case of Lishma to tell you that all other Karbanos are kosher even Shalol Lishma is because we have the exception to the rule of Pesach, then how can he use Osa in the case of Dama Lamala to exclude all other Karbanos? What about all Osov? So the Gemara answers, Bizvicha mi'alo shir midi. There's no other case of Dama Lamala in Zvicha, in a case of Kachim that requires Shchita. Ola Sa'of is Malika, not Shchita. Ibai same, the Gemara offers another answer. Ha'mani. This price reflects the Shita of Eliezer, Reb Shimon against Rebbe. Tiomar, Hai Makom Lechud, Vahai Makom Lechud. That Chatos has a special place for the Zrikas Adam, whereas Ola Sa'of has a special place for the Zrikas Adam. It's not the identical place on the Mizbeah for Chatos Behema. And therefore, Ola Sa'of is considered included in the Miud of Osa, to tell you that the Dam is not Nizrak in the same place where the Chatos' Dam is Nizrak. This Sanyo, where do we see the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon maintains this position in the Braisa of Domim HaTachtonim, which is the Domim of all Zvachim, Nitonim Michut HaSikul HaMata. The Zrik is done in the second, the lower half of the Kira Mizbeach. Velyonim, but those two cases of Chatos Behema and Olas Ha'of is Michut HaSikul HaMala. That's according to the Tanakhama, but Omer Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Bamedvar Mamurim, when do we say that Domim Elyonim is Ein Kavu Lem Makom, and it's only to be sprinkled Michut HaSikul Amalo, but anywhere on the top half of the Mizbech above the Sukkah, that's only in Olas Ha'of. But in Chatos Behema, is he atzma einanasa el al gufa shel keren? This is a specific place on the gag of the mizbeach, and if it's sprinkled anywhere else, whether it's lamal or lamata, it doesn't matter. It's possible. The Gemara now quotes a Mishnah later on in Daf Pei Alpha in Beis that deals with the issue of bringing the dam of a carbon inside the Heichal. Does that pass all the karma? Tanan Hasam, Hayu Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kol Domim, Shenichnisu Heichal Lechaper Psuit. Any dam that's brought inside the Heichal is possible. And Chachomim Omrim, Chatus Bilvat. Only in the case of Chatus, if the dam is brought inside, does it pass all the karma? Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Afa Osham. Rabbi Lezer again equates Chatos and Osham and Chatos, that just like in Chatos, if the dam is brought bifnim, it passes the Karmon, so too in the case of Osham, if the dam is brought inside the Heichal, then it passes the Karmon. Shenemar ke Chatos ke Osham, because of the old equation between Chatos and Osham, that was the source from which Rabbi Eliezer derived the conclusion that Shalol Lishma apostles the carbon in the case of Osho. So the Gemara says, Bishleim Rabbi Eliezer, if he holds that even in the case of Osho, there's a din that the dam, if it's brought inside the Heichal, like in the case of Chatos, it's possible, could it come a time off? Because the Hegesh between Osho and Chatos, El Rabbanon, who hold that if the dam is brought inside the Heichal in the case of an Asham, the Asham is still kosher, my taima. Why don't they derive it from this Hekesh? Omar Rava Asham Nichnas Domo Lifnim Pasul Lomotzis Amrit. He, the Tanakhama, rejects Rabbi Eliezer because it's impossible, according to the Tanakhama, according to the Chachamim, to come to the conclusion that if you bring the Dam of the Oshim inside Bifnim, inside the Heichal, it should be possible. Almost has happened. That's an impossible position. Kal v'chomer mi'ola. And we see this in the case of Ola. Now we're on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Ola, which is more chomer, because Shehi Kol is completely burnt on the Mizbeach, and nevertheless, if you bring its Dam inside, it's Kshera, and this is true whether you hold like the Chacham or Rabbi Eliezer, there was never a Hekesh between Ola and Chatos, and therefore Nichnas Domo Lifnim Kshera is Asham, which relative to Ola is Kal, Sheino Kol, it doesn't have the Chumra of Kolil, it's Nechal Lezipe Kahuna, Lo Kol Shkena, which more so it's Dam, if it's brought Lifnim in the Heichal, is not, does not pass all the Karbon. And if you'll ask me, Mali Ola Shekeinenu Mechaperes, that Asham is more chomer than Ola because Asham is brought for a chet, for a kapara, whereas Ola is not fundamentally brought for a kapara's chet, is Minchas Chote Tochiach. Well, I'll bring you a proof from Minchas Chote, which is a karma mincha, that's brought to be mechaper on a chet. And yet it doesn't have a halacha of nifseles b'knisa lifnim ha'echal. That if you bring the mincha inside the Heichal, it's not possible. And we're going to say the same thing applies to a karban asham. So right now we'll take a break because this is what we can accomplish for tonight. And we'll go back over this last piece of Gemara about minchas chote tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem. And I'll thank you all for participating in this shiur.